Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me, I have Jeff Budd and Amelia Mosier. They're going to be talking with us about the Wearable Arts Show, the, I think, a pretty darn famous event for spring activities here in Sitka.
Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. So at the very start of this all, what exactly is this Wearable Arts Show? People make costumes? People like, they just put on whatever they find in their backyard?
They can, because several people have done that. Megan Pasternak had a mossy moss, and she took some kind of chicken wire frame, and she put moss on there and then wore it. So, you literally can do that.
Yeah.
So I hesitate to call them costumes. I always argue that this wearable art is not a costume, but we were talking earlier. Mm-hmm. And people wear costumes to the Stardust Ball, but some of those outfits there are certainly wearable art.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of definition, but it's art on a person, and it's not a costume. So maybe that's just being finicky.
Yeah, it has a little, maybe the outfit has a little more intention behind each of the pieces to it. It's not just a facade you throw on. It's a persona you create.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, awesome. So Jeff, you've been working with this Wearable Arts Show for goodness.
This will be the 11th year.
11th
year. When I lived in Ketchikan.
Wow.
It's my belief, my history of this whole thing is that Ketchikan started wearable art. The people in New Zealand say they're the home of wearable art. But I think the Ketchikan's been doing it 1 year longer at least.
Ooh.
And in Ketchikan, when they started, they used to have it in the Redmond Hall, for those that are familiar with Ketchikan. This was a small building, and there was maybe six or seven all women that had done pressed felt and things like that. And then maybe two or three years, and I used to MC it there, and two or three years into it, Ray Troll made a 2x4 vest that was articulated and worked.
What?
And everybody went, oh, we can do whatever we want.
Excellent.
And it just mushroomed from there. And now it's just whatever your imagination. We've had shotgun shell dresses, pop tops, Bill Foster's had airplane tags, license plates, blue tarp suits, you name it.
It's awesome.
Just anything that you can come up with. It's a family show, so you got to keep the music in your outfit family friendly.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amelia, what is your role in this grand event?
My role is quite new to me. As of yesterday, I'm taking on the executive director position for the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yes. Hey, thanks. And I am very excited, though. I have not had experience with this event, so I am quickly catching up with the historical legacy mm-hmm. of what has happened before my time.
And you throw some pretty good events. Like, this is not, you're kind of an old hand at this.
Not my first rodeo, no,
yeah.
But thank you, yes.
Well, that'll be awesome.
Thanks.
Well, awesome. So for this 2019 Wearable Arts Show, what's the theme? I feel like usually the buzz that's going around, like, what are we going to work with, guys?
Yes,
what's
so
the theme?
The theme was chosen at last year's show, and it is On the Edge.
On the Edge.
Yes, ooh. Which can be interpreted in so many different ways. As Jeff was talking, I was thinking, maybe people will submit something which is on the edge of a costume, on the edge of a
oh my.
Where is the edge between art and costume? You decide where the edge is.
But yeah, that is kind of fun to have a lot of interpretation available mm-hmm. for that. Yeah.
What gives somebody we were talking earlier a bit, we were asking how do people come up with their ideas. So some people want a theme to kind of give them something to aim at. Other people, they know what they want to do, or they're going to start with their music, they're going to start with the design, and then it all comes together.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's whatever way this your creative mode is how you do it. And I know some of the stuff I've done, I've just been sitting there and go, oh, I know what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go find the music. Then you got to find somebody to help you make it, because I can't make it.
Yeah, the wearable part presents a unique challenge, engineering mm-hmm. something that works with the human body, that works with the movement of the body.
Yeah.
So it's a whole other dimension of planning and execution.
Yeah. So someone who is interested and has an idea, like, oh, I can make this out of something that I found in my basement when I was cleaning it, but how do I make it work? Who do they contact if they want to be a part of it, but they don't really know how?
Either
how
one
to
of
get
us.
Started. Either one of you.
And
awesome.
If we can't answer the question, we'll find somebody that can.
Oh, man.
So
okay.
There's people with plenty of different experiences in town that are happy to help, whether it's a sewing thing or gluing thing mm-hmm. or welding thing or I don't know what her daddy's got in mind, but
yeah, I'm going to be roping him in for his building skills.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, there's a lot of handy people in town, and you were saying earlier that even if people want to just volunteer to be a model or just helping out with the show, they can contact you guys as well.
We love that.
Awesome.
Yep. Yes, so they can get more information as well as the application, maybe even some inspiration at SitkaArtsCouncil.org.
Okay.
Additionally, I am available. My cell phone number, I'm going to put it out there. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
707-672-2909. And I'm available, call or text. Jeff, I have your number memorized. You got to call him on the landline.
Yep.
His number is 907-747-4821. And we are both available as much as we can be to help you get your, to help get prepared for the show, which is approaching quickly. We have a March 16th date set for March the program.
And, yes. And there's going to be two shows again.
Right.
So what time are those shows going to be on the 16th?
We have an afternoon matinee at 3 p.m. and an evening show at 7 p.m.
Excellent. Now, you had mentioned that if people want to get interested about submitting to this, so it's not, you can't just show up on the 16th and be like, hey guys, check it out. So what do people have to do to be in the show if they're an outfit creator?
Yeah, great question. We have an application which helps us get some, you know, contact information, a little bit about your creative process. We'll be putting this in our program, and we'd like to know what kind of music you'd like to work with. We're going to have choreography available, so it's a bit of a process. And of course, we appreciate all the communication, but up until, we would really like the submissions by March 1st, so we have time to put it all together.
Well, the person that's doing the music has to, when you submit your thing, you have to tell them what song it is, who the author is, and then when you want it to start and when you want it to end. So if you have a long song, we typically, I think, still just give people, 2 minutes?
I think two and a half.
Two minutes on the runway or something like that.
Minute down, minute back.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Time for shimmy on the way.
That's a long time.
Hey, you could model.
I might have to. That would be fun. I've definitely been in the audience a number of times, and just it is remarkable the things that people create and out of materials you never would have thought of.
Yes.
Like you're saying, blue tarps or bottle caps and... Oh my goodness, it's remarkable.
We are a very resourceful group of people on this island. Doesn't matter if we are lacking in dollar store, Walmart, people are going to make, you know, they're going to make amazing creations out of what they can find.
I always say some of the thrift stores here and stuff, it's like Sitka's Room of Requirement from Harry Potter of like, I need something for this costume party or to create this thing. And somehow, some way, when you're going through the racks, it just appears.
Boom. Manifestation station.
Oh, man. It's amazing. Yes. Yeah, these people, what we can create in this town.
Yep. And I think it does not have to be recycled material.
Okay.
You can use whatever you like. Some people like to make stuff out of plastic bags. You don't have to be recyclable. Do whatever you like.
Okay.
Keep it family oriented, music as well. And use your imagination. It's just limited by whatever you can come up with, because there's stuff that still hasn't been done. Every year I'm surprised at what, I mean, I always had a woman that made an outfit out of diapers, and then she had a baby still in her arm, and then the toddler that was a model. And it was, you know, there's just the sky's the limit.
And the theme is meant more as like a source of inspiration. So if you submit your application on March 1st and... just because it doesn't necessarily strictly go with on the edge, like it's only meant to help. It's not meant to hinder.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
But we really do need people that if you're going to do it, you need to start and you need to do it right and do a good job. And you'll find too at the dress rehearsal the day before the 15th that we really like you to wear your outfit. And you'll find that if you haven't put it on before, you're going to go home and keep working on the thing. So.
You're not sleeping that night.
Yeah.
But they got 2 months. Yeah, 2 months, which can go quick, but it's still 2 months to get started, to get your materials going. And I'm sure there are people who have already started crafting weeks ago, if not months ago. It's like, all right, it's dark at 3:30. Guess what I'm doing? that's awesome. So just one more time. So for people who want to get some more information about the Greater Sitka Arts Council, about the show. What was the website one more time?
Thank you. Yes, SitkaArtsCouncil.org.
Okay, SitkaArtsCouncil.org. And if people need to contact you guys individually, we have Amelia. Do you mind if I say your phone number one more time?
Sure.
So Amelia, you can get be contacted at 707-672-2909. And Jeff, you're available via the landline, 747-4821.
Correct.
And you guys, you've got the connections. You can help out people however need it. Awesome.
And another thing, too, when people are thinking about this, it's often, probably most of the people are a single model, but there's also groups that will participate, too. And then go back to what Amelia was saying earlier, that there's a whole choreography of what they're doing, and there's a theme, and their own theme, whatever it is. But you can have if you feel more comfortable with a bigger group, then that's fine, too.
Awesome.
And well, my guess is we'll have people from toddlers to Bill Foster so far, who's always the eldest of the group.
That's truly.
With people chasing him.
An all-inclusive, definitely community event. That's indeed. Awesome. Well, great. And that's coming up on March 16th, but those applications should be in by March 1st.
Yes, please.
And crafting should start now.
Yep. Exactly.
Excellent. Well, Amelia Mosher, Jeff Budd, thank you so
much
for coming
in
today.
So much,
I am really excited for the show.
So am I.
Me
thanks.
Too.
Thanks.